friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marinimi Marasi Shayichyu, the Mishnah, and for Moshe and Peshadina, Eshus Maras Esther Vasrik Shmuel, Mishnah Vas Yonomar Sat Chana Vasit Meir Zev, the Mishnah Misachas Rosh Hashanah, and the Chof Bezom and Avos Zamer Rabbi Yosi Maisa Vituvia Rufei Shiroa Sachodesh Yerushalayim, who even over Avdo Meshuchur. So the Maisa Vituvia, the doctor, who saw the Kiddush, the new month in Yerushalayim, he and his son and his freed Eved, Zeved Kanani Sheshtachwer, they're now in the Din of a Ger, and Bekiblo Kana Mosav Ezbenal, the Kohanim were Makabel, he and his son, because they felt that Krovim are Ksherim that starved the Eidus HaChodesh, and they passeled the Eved Meshuchwer, because they held that the Eidus HaChodesh is only Kshera with Yisraelim Yuchasim. And when they got to the Beis Din, they were Makabel the Eved, because they felt that Ager is Kosher Le'edus HaChodesh, and not like the Kohanim. And they passeled his son, because they felt that Krovim are Pasel Le'edus HaChodesh, like the Tanakama of this Mishnah. Menchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalid doesn't understand. How are the based in Makabel Tuvia when he was already mitzdaref with his son Bishas Riya? It says when he came in front of the based and they were Makabel him and his Eved, and they passeled his son. How are they Makabel he and his Eved? Tuvia was mitzdaref with his son Bishas Riya, and it's a case of Nimsa Echad Mam Karov Apostle. So they're all Pasul, so Tuvia should be Pasul also. Tuvia is Pasul, his son is Pasul. And even those who hold that the Psul of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle is Dafka if they speak in the Beis Din, but here they are ready Mitztarif Bahagada Shegidu Bifnei HaKohanim. Here they are ready testified in front of the Kohanim. So they should be pasled. So how are Beis Din Makabel the Eidus of Tuvia after he was Mitztarif with the Pasul? Hein b'ri'iyah, hein b'agadah. They did ri'iyah, they saw the new moon, and they did hagadah. They also told the Kohanim that they saw the new moon. So they should be passed down to that. So the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalet is Marech Lefalpel and Mikilas Yankiv and Meseches Rosh Hashanah. He brings the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, who's mitarets that be'edus ha'chodesh ein ha'edim nifsalim machmazesh and Nimsechem Karav Apostle. There's no psul of Nimsechem Karav Apostle that is going to passel the entire Eidus. Bishlam, all the Eduyos, the Indian of Eidus, is that the Eidim are Mevar, the Dabar Lifnei Bezin, like Baal Vader, both Mevar, Davarecha, that Reuven borrowed from Shimon. And the Eidus of both of them together is Mevar to the Bezin, the Mice of the Reuven borrowed from Shimon. And therefore, their Eidus is Mitzuruf, Zela, Zeh. And therefore, if one of them is Pasel Eidus, they're both Batel. Because they're mitzayif, we're mitzayif the raidus, but beidus hachodesh etzem adarvishim edim alav that there's a chiddush levana was yadua la beizin al pi cheshbon. This is xeris hakosuv that the edim have to have seen the chiddush levana themselves. So each of the edim is not made levar b'faneinu that was chiddush levana, but rather is made on himself that he saw the levana b'chiddush, and the other person is also made on himself that he saw the chiddush halavana. But their edus is not to be mevar in front of us that there was a moon. We know that there was a moon, just that they themselves saw the moon, and therefore each of them is made edus hacheres. Reuven's made al atzmo shura, Shimon's made al atzmo shura, and the mele it's not shayich here to have a din of nimsa echad mem karav apostle and serbacham karav apostle when they're mitstareif, and here there's no tseiruf edios ki kol echad meyud edus hacheres shu atzmo Ra es halivana. Therefore, they don't have to be mitzdarev, so we don't say there's a psul bechem karav apostle. So the fact that they saw it, they both saw, they both were magid, doesn't bother us. And this the Kilos Yankiv writes, she'ein dvarav muchrachim klal. He doesn't find the words of this Bnei Tzion compelling at all. Because we can say that even though it's mevurah lebeis din al pi cheshbon, shekvar nischat shehalivana, nevertheless, it's Xeris HaKosev that the Chiddush HaLavana should be Misbarer to Beis Din Gamal Pi Edim Sharo Osa. we can say that even though it's mevor lebeis and al pi cheshbon, that they know there's a chiddush levana, but it's the stipler suggests that there's a gzeris hakosiv that the chiddush levana should be misbarer to the beis din al pi edim shirosa. In other words, not only do they know al pi cheshbon, but they also have to know al pi the edim, and the tafkid of the edim is to be mevar lefnei beis din as a darvish and ischat shehalavana. As it says, "Hachodesh is Elochem, kazeh re'ev kadesh." Hainu, she's bar al de re'iya shenischadesh hachodesh. So that's a din to be misnayig, as if the Beis Din doesn't know al pi chashbon is man chidush halavana, and they have to mevar it al pi edim. And mela, there's a tseiruf between the edim, because be'edus shneim it's misbar al Beis Din that there was a chidush halavana, and the mela shayich gam be'edus chidush hachodesh the din of nimse echa me'am karav apostel. And their edus should be batel. However, it isn't muchrach that that's the gather of edus, and maybe you could say like the Bnei Tzion that the Torah didn't require a beirah at all, just that the edim themselves saw it. But he isn't convinced with the teretz of the Bnei Tzion, because maybe the gather is they have to see the basin, they have to be mevar to the basin that they saw the moon, they are mitzdarif, and not just that each individual saw it. The Gilus Yankiv writes that lechor we can bring a raya to the Bnei Tzion from that, that it says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph that there are cases that ma'ayimim ala edim lekatsho bizmano, that even though the edim didn't see the levana, we threaten them, we tell them that they have to testify that they saw it in order that a basin should be mekadesh the Chodesh Bizmana. So the Chora here, they're b'chlal not together Mevar and the Beis Din, since they're only testifying like this because of the Iyum, because of the threats. And Beis Din knows that they're not telling the truth. And how can we say that they're Mevar b'fnei Beis Din b'thayin itzchat shalavana al korchacha, that Beis Din doesn't need Eidus to be Mevar b'mosayin itzchat shalavana, but rather it's enough that you have two Eidim who say that they saw it even though they're not Mevar. Rather, they just need to testify that they saw it, and they're called Eidei Re'iya because they're made that they saw the Levana. So this would be the Chor Araya for the Bnei Tzion, that they don't need to be Mevar that they actually saw the Levana, because here we have a precedent that they're made in front of the Beis Din. You know, they didn't see the Levana. However, the Dibros HaRiel notes that it's very hard to understand this, because even if Eidus isn't to be Mevar Lifnei HaBeis Din Shenischad Shalavana, just that they saw the Levana, but in the case of Ma'ayimim ala Edim, even the Edus that they saw we don't have, because the Beis Din knows that these Edim didn't see anything, and that they said that they saw it is only because they were forced to do so by the Beis Din. Is this called Edus? This is only Amira Baal Korcham that they saw. This isn't Bechlal Edus. So even on the tzad that the Edus that's required is to be made that they saw, L'chora, what does it help that were ma'ayim ala edim? There's no edus that they saw. They didn't see anything. So either way you look at it, even if you want to take the hagdara that the edus is not that they're mevara that there was the moon, but rather that each of them saw, but here each of them didn't see. So how does this help us prove the yisod of the Bnei Tzion? The yisod of the Bnei Tzion was they're testifying about themselves that they saw, but here they bechal didn't see. So this can't be, that can't be pshat in their edus that they're testifying that they saw. Therefore, it would appear that since that the Beis Din is ma'ayim ala edim is letzorech, k'mo sheherech Rabbeinu Chananel in our sugya, that since it was mizbar the Beis Din al pisoda ibur, shezeh azman aroy lekadesh ba'os hachodesh, since it was mizbar to the Beis Din, based on the secret of knowing when to make the new month, that this is the time that it's roy lekadesh ba'os hachodesh, so it's mutter lekadesh es hachodesh al picheshbon. Gambali Eidus, you can do it even without Eidus, and even though it's a mitzvah, the Kadosh Al Piriya, that's only the mitzvah. But when it's Litzorach, in order that they shouldn't be Makalkil, the Cheshbon, Kiddush HaChadashim, it's Mutter to be Makadish, Gam Al Pi Cheshbon Bilvadim, without any Eidim, and if so, be Kiddush HaChodesh, Mikoach Iyum, when they're being forced to do so, compelled to do so, Eina Chinami, they're not Makayim the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Piris Eidim, nevertheless, they're Makadish, Mikoach Cheshbon of Sota Ibron, Eina Chinami, the Eidim that are made Mikoach this Iyum are not Eidim at all, not to be Mevar that there was a moon, and not as an Eidus that they saw the moon. And that were Me'ayim ala Eidim is not to be Mekayim the mitzvah, Lekadesh al pi Hari'iyah, because it's Pashut that the mitzvah is miskayemes be'edus kazu, it's pasha that the mitzvah is not miskayemes in this type of edus that Beis Din knows that it's not correct. But rather, the Kiddush HaChodesh in this month is done without Eidim, and that we're Ma'ayim ala Eidim is in order that the Tzibur shouldn't view it as if they were Mekadosh the Chodesh B'li Eidim, and the Nimtzeis Machshilim L'Asid Lavo. We're going to cause them to stumble in the future. They're going to say, we don't need Eidim. We could be Mekadosh Al Pi Cheshbon. This is the Yotzei Min HaKlal, but people aren't going to realize that. In order to prevent this, we force the Eidim, Ma'ayim ala Eidim, in order that the Tzibur should see it. So this isn't real Eidim. This is just for public relations. This is just for that people should that people should see the Eidim involved. But if that's the case, if that's the geder, then there is no raya at all for the Bnei Tzion. Right? The Bnei Tzion wanted to say that it's not pshat they're mevarer. Pshat is that they're saying they saw it. But here, it's pshat is not that they're mevarer, not that they saw it, but just they do it to show people that normally you need Eidim for Kiddush HaChodesh, even though here they're really not being the Kaddish the Chodesh Al Pi Eidim. So it's hard to say that this is the Araya for the Bnei Tzion, as the Stipler wanted to say in the Kilis Yankif. The Pnei Yoshua on Rosh Hashanah Dav Chof Amar Aleph, it's Mefurish B'Tvarav Shebema'ayimim ala Eidim Kevin She'edus Eidim Sheker Nechshav Kekidshu Asachodesh B'li Eidim. He also says that this is Kiddush HaChodesh B'li Eidim, or it's not real Eidus. He writes Ma'ayim ala Eidim ala Chodesh L'Nir V'yom Marin U'Nir D'Hainu La'achar Shal Pi Cheshbon Roy Liros V'Kevin D'Ha D'Mitzvah L'Kadish Al Pi Ri Alo Ma'akiv L'Nin HaKviyus L'Mitzvah Ba'am Alei Tzitzorach Shapir Yecholim La'asus Ken La'ayim ala Eidim ala Kadish HaChodesh B'li Eidus Amitus Shal Rias Eidim V'lo Havei Dvar Sheker D'Yidia Havei Kiri'iya. He says, Ra'ayim ala Eidim on the Chodesh, that wasn't seen, and they're going to say they saw it. So it would appear, says the Pnei Yoshua, that since Al Pi Cheshbon, this is what's supposed to be, and since that it's a mitzvah to be Mekadosh Al Pi Ra'iya, is not Ma'akev Lanyan Kviyus, it's just a mitzvah, so Leis Tzorech, they're allowed to do it this way, to be Ma'ayim ala Eidim, and be Mekadosh as a Chodesh without any true Eidus, Shel Ra'iyas Eidim. And it's not considered a Dvar Sheker because it's Yediyah's like Re'iyah. They know that this is the way it's supposed to be. So it's Mefurish. So that's like saying it. So it's Mefurish with Varav that Beis Din knows that the Eidim are Meshaker and they're Mekadesh this Chodesh B'li Eidim. And they're allowed to do it because Yediyah Kare'iyah. They know Al Pi Cheshbon that the moon should have been seen at this time. So therefore, Leis HaTzorach, they're allowed to work without Eidim. And again, what's going on over here? How can we have... what's the point of these Eidim? If Beis Din knows they're Sheker. So, the Rabbeinu Hananel said, that they're doing it this way in order that the Tzibur should see that they used Eidim and they shouldn't be machshel them. La'asid lavo. So we really have no proof from this Gemara. In the Mo'adim Uzmanim, he was metareitz the Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch, how they were Mekabel, the Eidus of Tuvia after he was ready mitzdarif with his son, and therefore it's nimse echad v'am karav apostle, so the whole edus is batal. That's it. They should both be out. Even Tuvia should be out. And he says this was only said if they're mekayimei dabar. What's pshat mekayimei dabar? That the psak of the Beis Din is tolui in what the edim say. But here we know . And what does it mean? It's telling what they say, that it's that if they're wrong, then the Beis Din will change their psak. But here it's not true. Here it's afilu mutan, even if Beis Din makes a mistake. So they're not mekayim dover. It says nims echem mekarv apostle makas davov has been mekayim dover. But here they're not mekayim. It's not based on their edus that it really happened. Because even if they lied, it's still makudosh. So the psak Beis Din is not contingent upon them telling the truth. So if the psak Beis Din is not contingent upon them telling the truth, and upon what the reality is, but rather just on what they said, that's not considered mekayim dover. Mekayim dover is when the psak din is talui beidusim, like by other adios, that if there's hazama, then it's going to be mevatel the psak din. But here, the psak is not talui beidusim, because atem, with the honesty, with the correct rectitude of their edus, the correctness of their edus. So since it's not talui in that, we don't say, like we say in Makas Davov, that nimsechem and karva pasul is a din me'makayim e'davar, but here they're not me'makayim davar, because it's not really talui in whether or not they're telling the truth, therefore there's no din of echem and karva pasul, and that's why Tuvia could be made even after he was made with his son. Okay, yesh od l'harich b'zeh, and Amir Tzashem, I hope to return to this in future shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.